party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Ah, yes.
Hey.
The soothing sounds of Friday ringing in your ears.
Soothing sounds of Friday.
Thanks, St. Elmo's Fire.
You're welcome.
It is St. Elmo's Friday. Welcome.
Hey.
Team Austin Morning Party, Steve O'Mateo with you this morning.
Hola.
Man, I'm excited.
Yeah?
Friday is here. We got a great show for you today. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Doug, how you feeling today?
Oh. How are you feeling?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
I woke up at 3:30. I did 150 jumping jacks, 150 push-ups, 150 sit-ups.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
There's wisdom there. I woke up at like 5:20.
I woke up at 3, started praying. Just prayed. Did some studying.
I don't believe you.
Just dug in.
Last night, we actually did do some studying. We had like our community study group last night.
We had
That's what it was. And it was straight up like out of the show.
They don't tell you that you can't mix, you know, like heavy narcotics and Bible study. They don't tell you that stuff on the news. You don't hear about that in Sunday
school.
You
really don't.
It's the dark side of Bible study.
Oh, man. You and I, and we're taking a class, man.
I've been making a lot of drug jokes lately.
You really have. You really have.
You could almost say I'm addicted to them. The jokes, that is.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay. I know it's
Matthew, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Because
I
felt terrible yesterday. Yesterday morning, Matt's wife, Dawn, was co-hosting with us, and you didn't believe her, but it was really Dawn.
It wasn't Mitch.
It was
my wife, Dawn.
It was your wife. Oh, man. She sounds a lot like Mitch. I was like thinking,
hey,
Matthew,
you need to take that back real quick. All you got to say is, I take that back. Do it real quick.
Okay. Wait, before I say that, Steve-O,
I said
this is a joke.
Nope.
Is this a joke, Mr. Steve-O?
No, this isn't a joke, dude.
She really was. She sings in a band. You should know her.
Sorry about that. You sounded a lot like the receptionist that used to be here.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, but hey, you know what? That's cool. A lot of people sound alike, you know. For
that's
a while
true.
There.
Nobody sounds like me.
You know, there's a kid, to be honest. You know, that looks exactly like Sean from Albuquerque.
Whoa.
He's actually one of those, I think he's a football player, I'm not sure.
You and Sean sound a lot alike?
That's what they say, I mean, that's what they said, because I know...
You're not
well,
the
you
same
remember
guy.
That one time when Sean was calling in, I think we did a three-way?
Mm-hmm.
We sounded a lot alike.
Continue.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, you guys are like, okay, is this Matthew from Albuquerque or is this someone else? So,
and you get mad at me about talking about drugs.
What?
Yeah, I was talking to Steve-O.
I was about to say, what?
You say nope to dope.
You weren't about to say, you did say it twice.
Hey, you know what, guys? Actually, you know what? I have a little bit of an announcement prayer request for you guys today.
Oh.
This is for Justin Tedes. Isaiah Flood is there leaving for the Marines here pretty soon.
Nice.
So you guys can all pray for him, please. JP was our previous Converge president last school year. When I was a freshman, Isaiah was a co-president, so they're both leaving for the Marines probably Monday.
Cool.
That's what I was hearing from a couple of their family members. That's what they told me the other day in Converge. So.
All right.
Are you sad about it?
No, I think they're going to do good out there. Those guys are pretty good.
Heck yeah.
I mean, they're a great presence. Now we have Maria Tortilla, Maria McEachin.
Yeah.
I know her. She's one of the Converge presidents. She's going to be doing it this year.
Her dad's a great Little League coach.
Hey, Steve-O, you like football, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm more of like a cricket guy. Badminton. Huge fan of badminton.
You know what? I actually played that last year when I was in, a freshman PE.
Oh, okay.
This is Kano.
And then the one on the ice, I do a lot of curling.
Curling.
A lot of curling. Curling.
It's an Olympic sport.
It really is. So yeah. Call me when football's in the Olympics and maybe I'll watch that dumb sport.
Well, you know what? I can tell you guys.
If you I'm guys a huge yourself, football fan, Matthew. Huge.
If you guys want yourself a nice physical high school game to go to, let me tell you, high school games are a lot more energizing.
I think the
they are.
Is energetical.
Yeah, because you know what, guys? I'm actually on the field when it comes for, you know, all those games. I actually have the field placard right now hanging out of the side of my pocket. You know, even though I'm not saying that my game, still I keep it with me just in case of an emergency to where I have to be on the field.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because APS policy says that I have to have this. And the thing is, guys, my placard, if I were to get injured on the field, you know what? APS is not responsible for my injuries.
Oh.
So, good thank God for my, you know, insurance company that I have for my family, you know.
But what, if, I didn't what have... if a giant APS sign fell on you? Would they then be responsible if it said APS and it was a giant sign that was APS? They wouldn't be
on the back of this placard, guys, it reads in print, as a sideline spectator, the holder assumes all risk, danger, and snails to the game of football when occurring prior, during, subsequent to the actual playing of the game. This includes specifically, not exclusively, the danger of being injured by any object, competitor, injury to APS, and for sustained schools, their players are not liable for injuries resulting from such causes.
That's good.
Matthew,
man,
stop reading placards.
How about some Amberlin for you this morning?
Oh, that would be great. Put that out to the DECA team at Volcano Vista. We have a meeting this morning.
DECA, what?
Yeah, DECA.
All right. There I'll you talk go. To you guys later.
Bye,
guys,
buddy. All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Woo, Friday. I was about to DECA my face, man.
Me too.
Woo.
I was going to DECA your face too.
Coming up at 6:30, we got breaking news and, of course, birthdays. If you want to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. We also got a letter this morning.
We got a letter.
It's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Bah.
Static.
Good morning.
Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Sometimes people come at you and they're like, hey man, what you gonna do about it? And you look up and they holding a gun, you're like, dang dude, man.
What?
Breaking news.
Today's September 5th, 2014. Number of the day is 2.3 million.
Number of bacteria that just died in my mouth.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. It's something purchased by Americans every day. 2.3 million.
Gift cards.
Nope.
Cups of coffee.
Nope.
Gallons of gas.
No.
Although I'll say this, they get you where you're going.
It's not coffee?
Nope.
Your car.
Nope.
Bicycles.
No.
Bus passes.
Nah.
Gets you where you're going.
I bet you $2.3 million I can tell you where you have yours right now.
Because it's at the shop?
Nope.
$2.3 million.
Purchased every day.
Purchased.
And I bet you $2.3 million I can tell you where you've got yours right now.
Because I have one?
Mm-hmm. You have more than one.
Kids.
You have many.
Ah, I give up.
Shoes.
Oh, man!
And you have yours on the floor.
I do.
On your feet.
Dang it. 2.3 million pairs of shoes are purchased every day?
It says 2.3 million shoes purchased by Americans every day. So I don't know if that's pairs or what, but that's a lot of shoes.
That's a lot. Shiz.
Chest. If you ever go to New Orleans and those people that are on the street, like, and there's like a guy that has a giant like boa constrictor, and he's like, "Hey, you want a picture with the snake?" And they're always trying to get money from you, and you just say no, walk away. But then they get tricky with it. Sometimes they'll walk up and they'll say, "Hey, I'll bet you $10 I can tell you where you got your shoes." And then you go, no, you can't. You don't know me. Because you're thinking, I bought them at the mall. I bought them at this place.
Right.
I bought them at the... I ordered them online, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, okay. And he'll say, you got them on so-and-so street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Give me $10. And they'll follow you around until you give them $10. That's for real. That happened to us back in college. And we were warned about it and didn't heed the warning. So watch out in New Orleans. They're going to get your money. They're going to get you. A man who was arrested at a New York airport had already served 2 years in prison after washing out of National Guard boot camp and being fired after only 18 months as a sheriff's deputy. He was on his way overseas to join ISIS.
Yeah. Did you see?
No, I didn't see it.
You see the photo?
Makes me upset, though.
Yeah.
Dummy head. As part of the deal to keep Matt Lauer with the Today Show, NBC agreed to pay for a couple things.
Shoes.
No. A couple other things. A little bigger.
Houses.
Think Matt Lauer.
They paid for a private jet.
They paid for helicopters to take Lauer back and forth between the office and his horse farm in the Hamptons. Well, I'm done working. Helicopter me to my home, servant!
Wow.
Rookie Port Authority police officers are in danger of losing their badges for partying and brawling at a New Jersey bar only hours after graduation. We saw a video of a brawl that happened the other day.
Here!
At the UNM game.
Did you see it, Doug? Oh my gosh! Right in the street! It was like, alright guys, tailgating! Woo! Party! And then it was like, wait, the Lobos are terrible. And then everybody's crying. And then these guys are like, hey, bro, you don't know me, bro. Step off, bro. And the other guy's like, whatever, bro. You want to go, bro? You want to go?
Go
right now, bro.
I want to go, bro.
You wanna go, bro.
Go, bro, camera.
And then the girl in the back with the GoPro filmed the whole thing. And it was on the news last night. And we got to see some dude get dropped.
He got decked.
They're like, yeah, bro. All right, bro.
They
you and me,
punch,
bro.
Punch.
Boom. Oh, man. That was messed up.
It was rough.
Apparently, it's been bad in that neighborhood because of it. Tailgating, people drinking too much. And then the neighborhood people are like,
oh, yeah? Hey, you are fighting. You want to go? You want to go?
I do want to go because we're at a Lobo game.
And then the funniest part about the whole thing, they showed a clip of the Lobos playing. And it was a Lobo running down the field and trying to catch the ball and missing it. And then the other person from the team, like, picking it up and starting to run the other way. And it's like, yeah, Lobo football!
Your Lobo football team is on the prowl. Yeah. So Steve Ryman last week said he was somewhere. And a guy walks in and he's like, man, that guy looks so familiar. So he walks up and he's like, hey, man, you look really familiar. Do I know you? And the guy goes, I don't know. What's your name? And he goes, Steve Ryman. He goes, Bob Davey. Nice to meet you. It was our head football coach.
Nice.
It's like, of course he looked familiar. It's Bob Davey.
Come on, Steve Ryman.
Heck yeah. Come on, Bob Davey. Please help us.
Help us.
Help us, Bob Davey.
Be on the prowl. Two employees of a VA hospital in the Bronx were arrested for having cocaine shipments delivered to them there.
Ugh.
According to a new study, getting less sleep results in your brain shrinking.
No way. That's why I sleep 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I just do the morning show and I sleep.
Your brain is huge.
Huge.
A young woman in India was required by her family to marry a dog to ward off evil spirits.
Okay.
This is important. Doug, I'm going to need more information on that. If I ever have kids, I need to know what I need to do to ward off evil spirits. And if that means my kids marrying some kind of animal, then that's going to have to happen in this world.
You just put mustard seeds outside your front door. We found out yesterday.
Mustard seeds!
That's why Count Dracula counts everything. Count Von Kalk, they're counters.
So the vampire comes up and he's like...
1, 2, 3, 4.
One! Sunflower seed.
What is it?
Mustard.
Or
one
whatever.
Mustard seed. Two mustard seed. I hate this.
He's so upset.
But that's what they would do. That's a real old superstition. Because apparently, counts count.
That would be so funny.
Oh, man.
I bet vampires get really frustrated. They're like, I'm about to get me some blood.
Yeah.
I'm about to kill something.
Mustard seeds.
How did they freaking know?
Ugh.
I thought we buried this in the propaganda campaign. Twilight.
One, two, and then you keep them distracted and counting until the sun comes up, and then they blow up.
Ah! Like they, you have it set up to where like they're like 1, 2, 3, and then if they hit the net, then like,
yeah. Come on, no, oh, see, now I start over, blah. Blah.
I want to suck your blood, but first I must count these mustard seeds. 1, 2 mustard seeds.
That's 3. Real. That's why there's a count. Who counts on Sesame Street?
I kind of want to go see that play production.
Yeah, me too.
Could be fun. An Idaho State University professor with a concealed carry gun permit for the semi-automatic he had in his pocket accidentally shot himself in the foot in front of a classroom full of students in the chemistry lab. It's important to note this was in the chemistry lab. Why? I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
But it was in the chemistry lab.
I was waiting for the Breaking Bad connection or something.
No.
Okay.
He shot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Al-Qaeda announced a new Indian branch. No. These terrorist organizations are just branching out. They're, what's the Joker say in Dark Knight? Aggressive expansion! Something like that. Aggressive growth. A Great Dane in Portland swallowed 43 and a half socks.
Okay. Gosh, dude. Mm-hmm. Dogs, man.
Dogs.
Yesterday,
eating socks.
My dog jumped the fence and didn't want to come back. And he wanted to get in the car. And he was like, no, you get back in the backyard. Put him back in the backyard. And I was like, got to take the kids to school. Oh, there's the dog running alongside us because he jumped the fence again. And now he's trying to chase the car because he wants to go with us. All right, cool, man.
Indiana.
Now I got to build up a fence. Thanks for ruining a weekend.
If Adventure had a middle name, it would be Indiana the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter.
So if anybody knows how to like do cinder block fences, and
I think you set yourself up for this by naming your dog Indiana.
Yeah.
He's an adventurer. If you would have named
really
him
is.
Dilbert,
yeah,
he would have been like just chilling out. He'd
just
be like,
chilling.
Hey, did you get my cerebral humor about coffee? Did you get it? I like things like Frasier and Savannah, cerebral humor.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's not about a person. Russia's Vladimir Putin claims that he has a peace plan. Peace out. Peace out, he says. Oh, here we go. This is interesting. Oftentimes people tell Steve-O he has really yellow teeth. So we're going to fix that today. I know.
Oh, man.
Microsoft just announced 2 new smartphones.
Who says that?
Including one designed to help people take better selfies. The Lumia phones, owned and sold by Microsoft, include the 730 model, which will have features designed for better selfies and video calls. Celeste, talking to you.
Yeah.
The front camera used for selfies will be 5 megapixels higher than the 2 megapixels found in many other phones. For even better shots, it'll be possible to take selfies with the rear camera. Users won't be able to see themselves on the screen, but an app called Lumia Selfie will use face detection technology and beeps to guide users on where to hold the camera. The latest Lumia devices will also pander to users' vanity by offering functions to make them look slimmer, brighten teeth, widen tired eyes on photos they've taken.
Gosh.
Pretty much make you the best version of you.
This terrible.
That society has dictated. Dude, fight the man! Fight the man! Steve-O, you don't have yellow teeth.
No, it's too late.
I don't care what Mitch says, you don't.
It's too late.
It's too late. Give me that phone.
Talk like this all day.
Also, I want to get rid of some of this muffin top. Give me that phone.
Yeah, you can just erase the sides.
Guys, you're not you if you're editing yourself.
Right.
It's not every day you see a boa constrictor out and about, am I right?
Some days.
Staff at a Burger King in East Moline, Illinois, were going through their lunch routine this week when someone and something caught them off guard. Assistant manager Lexi Johnson described the situation. I have a headset on, and a customer said, you guys know you have a snake in your drive-thru? Everyone was saying the snake was hungry for a Whopper. The snake wanted it his way.
Oh.
So there he was. Assuming it would be a garden snake, she went out to check it out and quickly ran back inside and called animal control after spotting the 6-foot-long boa constrictor.
Whoa.
Hanging out in the drive-thru. Speaking of snakes, and this being the most terrifying scenario I can possibly imagine, I have friends in Thousand Oaks, and I've seen this on Facebook, but was reluctant to talk about it, but now it's in the national news. Doug's handing me more info, I think. Where'd he go? There he is. Thank you, Doug. Thousand Oaks, California, Dateline, September 4th, 2014. An escaped cobra that attacked a dog in suburban Los Angeles neighborhood was captured Thursday.
Cobra?
Yes, it was an escaped albino cobra. It was out for like 3 or 4 days.
Nope.
Out and about in the neighborhood, and it bit a dog. It attacked a dog.
Which means the dog died?
The 5-foot-long albino monocled cobra was found around 3 p.m. Pacific time in Thousand Oaks yesterday, not far from where the dog's owner said it bit a 7-year-old dog in the neck Monday night. The snake was spotted by a mother driving to pick up her daughter from school. This is what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
There's a cobra hanging out anywhere around me in a 500-foot vicinity. No, in a mile-long vicinity.
Yeah.
I'm not going outside.
No.
I'm staying in my house, and I'm paranoid in my house because I think it's in the cupboards.
Right, so I would be in Luke's bunk bed, like top bunk, camped out with the shotgun.
All right, well, check this out. The dog, variously described in media reports as a whippet or a greyhound, was not given anti-venom. A spokesman for the Los Angeles County Animal Care and Control told the LA Times that raised the possibility that the snake had been defanged or had its venomous glands removed. The veterinarian told KNBC the dog's injuries resulted from trying to escape the snake's strike.
Gosh.
A bite from a monocled cobra, which is native to Southeast Asia, can kill a human in about an hour.
Oh my gosh.
The cobra's owner has not been identified. KCAL-TV noted that a company that rents exotic animals for film and TV shoots is located 10 miles away, but authorities did not elaborate.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, that cobra was... It's an albino cobra. I'll look up the picture. It looks like the devil.
Well, yeah.
It looks like the demon. It's like, I wonder if it was a real snake. Yes, it was. And that was the snake.
Ugh.
In the garden. Jared Petro would be going nuts. He'd be like, yep, and such. You see that in such? That snake is white and such. It would be awesome and horrible. I'm glad they caught it. Lego's now the world's largest toy maker, passing Mattel and Barbie.
Wow.
Oh, and finally, a woman in Hong Kong was fined for jabbing a pregnant woman's belly with an umbrella. The pregnant woman was video recording the other woman as she cut in line. The woman didn't like being filmed and poked the pregnant woman in the belly with her umbrella. She was fined $129. Don't poke a pregnant lady in the belly.
You got that? Especially with an umbrella, penguin.
Yeah, penguin woman.
Yeah,
see?
That's the only way to be made better. As if it was actually the penguin, and he was making those noises.
Cabo pop.
Oh,
okay, traffic. All we have to report right now is a bunch of construction.
What?
So I-25 in Paseo, if you go a little bit north, there's I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. That roadway is reduced to one lane. Also, if you go a little bit south of the construction at I-25 in Paseo, I-25 frontage road north between Asuna Road and San Mateo Boulevard and Ellison Street, San Antonio Drive, and then south in general, there's construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard, southwest. That's all because now it's time to hear from Doug, Dougie Doug. Doug, I love you.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Doug.
Morning, Doug.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic. We actually got a birthday shout-out.
We did get a birthday
shout-out. Yeah, from a listener. Birthday shout-out.
Let's see what it says. Shout-out to Amaya. She's turning a big old 7 years old today.
What? 7 years old?
Happy birthday from Grammy.
Yeah.
Grandma. Grandma Train.
Grandma Train.
Grandma Train.
There you go. Amaya?
Yes.
All right. Happy birthday, Amaya.
Happy
7 years
birthday.
Old. Number of completion.
The number of completion, Amaya.
Today is September 5th, 2014, day 248. There are 117 days birthdays. 117 days remaining in the year. Whoa.
Whoa.
Today's birthday is brought to you in part by Amaya. Happy birthday, Amaya.
Yeah.
I like it. First up this morning, an American stand-up comedian and actor noted for his deadpan and slightly stammering delivery.
Stephen Wright.
No, bit older than that. He had two albums in the 1960s that reached number one, the Billboard Top 100.
Rodney Dangerfield?
He's dead, dude.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. 82.
84.
He is 85 today.
Oh, man.
Next up, an American film, television, and theater actor, perhaps best known for his role as Greg Summer on the primetime soap opera Knots Landing.
Ooh.
Nope.
Knots Landing is the best.
He was also in 24.
Nope.
William Devane.
William Devane! I don't know who that is.
William Delane.
If you saw a picture of him, you'd go, oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
He is...
Knots Landing.
71.
67.
He is 75.
Oh, wow. Okay, now I gotta look him up. William Devane.
Look him up.
Next up, former MTV VJ, also hosted MTV News for a while.
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah. Nope, Sway.
Sway.
I know William Devane. That's who I thought it was going to be.
Sway is... Sway. He's 36.
Is not Bill Bellamy?
No.
36.
40.
Sway is 32 years old.
Dang it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what I said.
He's just a year older than me. I got a year left. What do you got?
Man, I'm out.
One less reason to go on.
Oh, man.
Next up, an American actress and singer. She played Paige Matthews in the WB television series Charmed. She was also in The Essentials, Encino Man, The Doom Generation. She was in Scream, Ready to Rumble, The Black Dahlia, and Planet Terror.
Wait, Black Dahlia Murder.
Is it Rose McGowan?
Yes, it is.
And she was married to Marilyn Manson. Yep. You left that one out. I didn't know that if you had said that one.
36.
37.
She is 41 years old.
Wow.
Dang, Rose.
And the final birthday?
I hope you haven't wilted.
Is it Michael Keaton's birthday?
Yes, it is Michael Keaton's birthday.
National holiday.
I'm so hungry.
What's he say?
Oh, dude. Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, you're my Batman, Michael Keaton. I love you, Michael Keaton.
I was going to play TLC, but I don't know if anyone would get the other guy's reference.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Dude, Michael Keaton. Sadly,
don't go chasing waterfalls.
When I was a kid, my sister and my mom were at dinner, and he was at dinner with Christopher Reeve, yeah, Ernie Hudson, all these people. They were filming a movie called Speechless in Las Vegas, New Mexico, where we lived. And my sister freaked out because that's Batman and Superman. They went and got flowers and brought them to the table. He was really, really rude to my baby sister. So much so that they were sad and they just went and sat somewhere because they were eating at the restaurant. And then when he left, he just left the flowers on the table. She was really, really sad. So she, like, forever was like, unlike Michael Keaton, because he was mean to her when she was a kid.
What'd he say?
That was like 20 years ago.
What'd he say to her?
He was just really rude. But I was like, but he was trying to eat dinner. I was like, but she was a 7-year-old little kid.
That's true. You were defending an evil adult.
Yeah.
An evil man.
I'm sorry. But it's Michael Keaton. Mm. He's Batman.
Well, we'll see. He's also Birdman.
Yeah.
Dude.
And yeah. Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Beetlejuice.
Dude.
He's played like the coolest, like, yeah, roles.
He is an icon.
Multiplicity.
It's Michael Keaton.
Oh, dude, that movie's so
Why is he so mean to little kids?
I don't know. Maybe he was having a
I'm
bad
about
night.
To post on Everybody's Twitter, Michael have... Keaton is mean to little kids.
That was like 20 years ago.
I know. He's going to remember it when
it's
I say
really
it.
Really sad. Because he's one of my favorite people. But he was mean to my sister. But Christopher Reeve.
Nice.
And Ernie Hudson. Like, apparently super... And Bonnie Bedelia was there. She was the wife in Die Hard. She was also in the movie. They were all eating together.
And so they were all nice to her.
Super kind.
And then Michael Keaton was a jerk. What's his problem?
He's Michael Keaton.
Maybe he's just tired.
Maybe he was tired.
jet lagged.
The whisper fight and the other guys is one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen.
The other guys, his role in the other guys. Actually, last night I was driving home and a TLC song came on. Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. And I was just like, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is 56 years old. 54.
He is 63 years old.
Whoa, dude.
Too old for Batman.
Never. Mm-hmm. He was in RoboCop.
Yeah. The new one. The new one. Which was okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
On this day in what year, the first Continental Congress assembles in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Congress. So did Congress get together...
Different thing. The Continental Congress assembled before we even had like a constitution or a declaration. Like that's why they got together.
Oh, Continental Congress.
Yes. It's like this was before the revolution. This was before we were like,
so
no,
it's not
we're
like,
out.
It's not like it was free Congress because it's like when you get a Continental breakfast, right. It's like free breakfast. This is the Continental Congress. So we didn't pay them yet. This was the free Congress.
No.
That you got like the it had the waffle maker next to it.
No.
And there was like the little cereals, the mini cereals.
That's complimentary.
That's complimentary. Oh, we learned that in L.A. Continental breakfast does not necessarily mean it's free.
Do you remember we were walking in and I said, wait, did they say continental or complimentary? And you were like,
continental?
No.
Oh, thank you, hard-boiled egg. That was only $12.
Gosh. That was a beautiful egg.
Continental Congress. So it wasn't free.
1772.
1764.
1774.
Oh.
Dadgummit.
On this day in what year, Mother Teresa died of a heart attack in Calcutta.
Okay. 2006.
2004. 1997.
Whoa!
Okay.
On this day in what year, Lazy Boy introduced its new Oasis recliner in Detroit, designed for TV football fans. The tilt-back chair was equipped with a telephone, heat, a massager, and a cooler large enough to chill a six-pack.
Gosh. Say 2002.
1993.
1999!
Ah!
The Oasis.
Oh, it made sense, because they were going to party like it was 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With their awesome recliner.
When the lines were still decent.
Yeah.
And your number one song for today.
Is that She's Got It?
Yep, Bananarama.
Yeah. Oh, man. Clearly 80s.
Nineteen eighty-six is correct.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You got it.
Today is Lazy Moms Day. It's Bring Your Manners to Work Day. It is Be Late for Something Day. It's Cheese Pizza Day. Tomorrow is World Beard Day.
Beard Day.
Fight Procrastination Day.
No,
that doesn't happen.
Read a book day.
Put it out.
Right, bro.
Coffee. Ice cream day. Sunday is Grandparents' Day, Salami Day, and Beer Lovers' Day.
Hey, salami! I don't have any grandparents, guys. What do?
You drink beer.
Oh, that's why they have that for everybody who's like, it's Grandparents' Day, guys. I don't have any more. What else is it? Beer Lovers' Day.
And salami.
And salami.
Fine, give me the salami and all of the beer.
I'll eat the whole thing. I'll eat the poop.
If Nana was here, she'd be proud.
Oh, man, it's Friday!
Yeah.
We got a great show for you today. We're excited.
Yeah.
Question of the day will be posted soon. I promise.
Yeah.
And Sam Swan from the Batman's Commission of Mexico?
Maybe.
Who knows? He does.
He does.
He's usually in the car like, dude, guys, I said I was on my way.
He's usually walking up right now.
No. Who knows? It is Be Late for Something Day.
There you go.
So maybe he's just...
We got you, Sam.
He's just celebrating the day.
I hope he's not late to them pearly gates.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, out the Adam.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Sam, you ran all the way here.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I wish I...
All the way.
I wish I would have.
No, because then you would have come up in here all sweaty.
That's true. That's true. I'd have been sweaty. I don't sweat. I glisten.
Nope.
No, I sweat.
We have a lot of construction to report. Rio Bravo Boulevard in Isleta has been reduced to two lanes because of road construction. Around I-25 and Paseo, there's a lot
it looks
going
like
on.
A cross. It's the Illuminati.
Yeah.
No, dude. That's the Knights Templar.
Right. Totally different.
Duh. They are different.
What's that voice? It's the Illuminati.
It's the Illuminati.
Looks like a cross.
Looks like a cross.
Oh, no, you guys.
It looks like the Iron Cross and the Knights Templar. Get used to it.
I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. That's San Antonio Drive. That's been reduced. And a frontage road going north between Asuna Road and San Mateo Boulevard at Ellison Street. That is reduced to one lane. Lots Ooh. Of construction. Be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. Don't drink and drive.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
All the more reason not to.
Okay. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Sadly, they are out of the pumpkin muffin because I got the last one. It's fantastic.
So I had to try the coffee cake. I haven't taken a bite of it yet. No, I'm excited about it. It looks delicious.
Dude, their new breakfast pastry menu is ridiculous.
Is it really? Oh, I can't wait to dive
in. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, we had that cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
They have honed in, and it's a little different, the recipe.
Yeah, I saw the name. Man. It's like caramel apple
that's
cinnamon roll.
That's a different
rolls.
One.
Oh, that's
they
an even
few,
different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude. And
I was
they had
torn.
That cherry turnover and all the... Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of what's
I'm
going
to have to try every Friday. I'm going to try something like that.
It's pretty good.
I got to run a lot more miles.
So, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention New Mexico joining us. Former youth pastor?
Excuse me?
I mean, you kind of
no,
are.
No, I am still.
You kind of help.
I still consider myself. All my friends.
But you don't have, like, a home.
I don't have a flock.
You're like a home. You're like John the Baptist. You don't have a church, per se.
I'm wandering in the wilderness.
You just wander and eat bugs.
Yeah. I am a member of a church.
Yes.
And I teach middle school Bible study at that church.
Okay.
When I'm home.
Right.
But a lot of times I'm
you
on
got
the road
a fancy, schmancy job
helping
now.
Other
oh,
churches.
Mr.
But I still
Schmitt.
Consider, in my heart, I'm still a youth pastor.
Okay.
Because that's primarily what I do. I take care of youth workers, I take care of students, and I take care of parents.
So you've worked with kids for many, 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 many,
yeah, a long
many,
time.
Many, 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 many
I'm
years.
A little hurt by the minis that you've thrown in there. The many minis that you've thrown in there.
Man.
But yes, it's true.
Sam Swan was around to see the first youth group.
It was pretty great. It was pretty great. It was Seth was in there.
Matt Gentry was there.
Matt Gentry.
Yeah.
He was the problem child.
So it was, yeah.
I no, always had
he,
to.
He was the senior pastor. He
yeah.
was.
Oh,
old.
Yeah.
He
oh,
was
yeah.
freaking old.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I think I'm older than Matt Gentry.
No, pretty sure he is. Over the years, through the generations, he has since changed his name. He used to go by Esau.
Oh.
Quite
yeah.
hairy.
That's right.
But we do love Matt
Gentry. He is that. That's
yes.
for sure.
So, but through the years working with youth, I'm sure you've heard some hilarious or terrible excuses because kids come up with outlandish reasons to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's not doing a homework assignment, didn't right. study for this thing, didn't take care of this, didn't... and. The excuses or the lies that they can craft
right.
are probably pretty clever.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one for you. In fact, we'll take it to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question
Facebook.
Of the day. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was your kid. What is something you've heard either your kid or what did you do to get out of homework, to get out of your chores? Worst excuse? I think this one definitely should be on the list. A wow. teenager in China... was reported missing. Scary.
Yeah.
Dude, missing.
Yeah, that's not...
13-year-old girl. They found her at a bus station, and she confessed to police that she had lied about being abducted because she hadn't finished her summer homework assignments.
No way.
Didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking, like, girl calls and says she's been abducted...
So
and then they don't hear for a while.
They go into full police search.
Full police, scary, crazy, wow. ransom mode.
Yeah.
And she turned up at a bus station hiding out. Hiding out at a bus station because she hadn't done her homework. I'm trying to think of the worst. Well, no, I've told this story before. My worst excuse ever was lying about breaking my arm because I really wanted to go to a concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I worked at Dion's at the time, and Notorious B.I.G. and Naughty by Nature were playing with Zapp and Roger at Tingley Coliseum.
Oh.
I was not going to miss that.
No.
Well, I forgot to request for it off, and they scheduled me.
Neat.
And I couldn't get anybody to cover it, and it's like, dude, you got to come to work. I'm like, I can't. Got this concert. Well, you can't, you know, no call, no show, basically. You can't do that.
No call, no show.
Nobody to cover your shift. Well, like an hour later, I broke my arm.
Oh.
But what I forgot about was that weekend, I was scheduled, and so I went to like, I think I went to like Walgreens or somewhere. I bought a bunch of gauze and stuff, and I straight up went to work
with an arm.
With an arm wrap.
Oh my gosh.
Like wrapped up, like, yep, broke my arm.
Oh,
but I
man.
Felt so convicted that I totally took the wrap off and was like, hey man, I totally made that up. I went and saw Biggie Smalls and Naughty by Nature in concert.
Was that the first day that you formerly worked at Dion's?
Yes, that was, because I was promptly fired.
I was going to say.
I was like, wow, that's very imaginative. You should go get a job in radio because you're fired here.
Yeah.
So I was like, haha, thank you. It's the beginning
of
a new career.
Thank you, Dion's.
They're like, man, you were so mad. I started doing costume design. I'm just kidding.
That makes sense.
Girl faked her own kidnapping.
That's awful.
After she failed to do homework. Yeah, probably the worst. Could you imagine? I mean, the parents, what do you do?
Yeah, as a
You're
parent.
You're just so stoked that she's safe, but you want to hurt her yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Gosh, 505-338-3700, the phone number.
If she wasn't in danger before that, I'm sure after her parents discovered the truth, she was in
right.
a little bit.
She was gone for 30 hours.
30 hours?
30 yeah. hours?
Gosh.
And then she was spotted at the bus station by her father.
Oh, man.
And police officers. So the dad was with the police officers.
Oh, my.
So she claimed she'd been kidnapped by two masked men in black who had thrown her in their car.
Mm-hmm. She said she was able to escape from the vehicle, had tried to get back home by bus, but ended up getting lost. However, police found her story hard to believe. The girl wasn't injured. There was no evidence to back up her claims. In addition to that, the only thing missing from her school bag was her summer homework assignment.
Oh, man.
After being questioned for nearly 2 hours, the girl eventually admitted she had made up the kidnapping because she hadn't finished her homework and was afraid the teacher would punish her.
Punish her! Punish! Punish!
Hey, let's be honest. Homework is tough, man. Last night, Teo and I, we were sitting at a table and we're like, we're in our 30s. Mm-hmm. This sucks. We're taking a hermeneutics course right now.
Oh.
We're going through,
good for
you know, different...
That's
yeah,
a great
we just
want
to grow in our faith.
It's going to be boring,
hermeneutics.
So,
hermeneutics is awesome.
It's going to be
dude.
So
Gosh,
boring
dude.
Forever.
But man, last night... phrases and concepts and
yeah, yeah,
it's huge.
Don't listen to this guy. It wasn't so bad.
It was awful.
No. We literally sat there in a group with our friends and talked and wrote stuff down.
It was really great.
It was the worst.
I felt like I was back in college or
something.
Yeah, that's,
yeah
it was
just
fun.
Had a study group at the house.
The collaborative. That's so great because you pick up something that, you know, you get different levels in the class.
Yeah.
I mean, in your little study group, and some of them are like, well, I noticed this. And you're like, dude, I totally missed that. And that helps me.
It was great. I was really glad we got through all the homework. I was able to make a phone call last night to this guy I had hired on Craigslist to abduct me because I didn't think I was going to get it finished in
time. So he didn't have to come get
you? No, he didn't have to come
get
me.
He had a good rate.
Saved me a lot of money. Yeah, exactly. He was really cheap. It was really cheap, and I was like, dude, I'll scream. I'll make it real. Just, you know, I'm not finished with my hermeneutics homework.
And the professor, he's going to throw the Bible at me.
Yeah, dude, so can you please just... This is terrible!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 13-year-old girl abducted, quote-unquote, because she didn't finish her schoolwork. She made up this entire lie. Got the police involved, parents involved. It's one of those reminders of, like, if she had just told the truth, you know, it wouldn't have been that big. Now it's making international news.
Yeah, the trouble she got in for not turning her homework would have been minimal. I mean, she probably would have been, there would have been some recourse. Sure.
Yeah.
But this is, wow.
Isn't that how sin works? I mean, it's like, it starts with this something that's minor, insignificant, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, sin is sin.
I don't want to be a little sin.
Yet, it starts with something that's like, if you had just come clean, or if you had just taken care of this, or if you had just, whatever it is that you know you needed to do from the get-go, just cut this off, or you know, end whatever it is, or you know, whatever you got.
Just take it on the chin.
Yes. And then go, oh, man, that hurt. But it wasn't so bad. But instead, you hide. And then you lies start to have to build up. And then you're like, next thing you know, you're in a police station because you told people you were abducted. And 2 hours later, after being interrogated, you're like, I didn't do my homework.
See, and then what? And what also if they would have believed her a little further?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they would have started going after these guys if she would have had a better description. And so, other people would have been
like
investigated
implicated.
Yeah. And then that ruins their reputation.
She could have picked out the bullies.
Dude.
That's true.
Crazy. Yeah, 13-year-old girl in China.
You're giving people ideas.
Yeah, so
guys, pick out the bullies. Get rid of the bullies.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of China, have you guys seen the story about this dude who was in a car crash? He was in a coma?
No.
Okay. An Australian dude. Australian.
Wait a minute. You said speaking of China.
Yeah.
In Australia?
Oh, I'll get there.
Oh, okay, okay.
He was in a week-long coma after a horrific car crash, woke up, and he could only speak Mandarin.
Neat.
No way.
It's pretty
this
cool.
This is real life. Yeah, Ben McMahon woke up, saw a nurse who looked Asian standing by his bed, and said to her in Chinese, "Excuse me, nurse, I feel really sore here." And then he asked a nurse for a piece of paper and pen, and he wrote it out in Mandarin. "I love my mom, I love my dad, I will recover." Despite taking Mandarin at school, he'd never been fluent in the language. It took him 2 or 3 more days to recall how to even speak English.
Wow.
But since the accident, his language skills have opened up opportunities for him. He is leading Chinese tours of his hometown.
That's what I'm talking about.
And even hosting a Mandarin television program.
No way.
Gosh, yeah. I hope I get extra languages when I get hit
by
a car.
What is up with the brain? Yesterday we were talking about how back in the day people thought the soul rested like
in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know, we were talking about crazy
and then there was
accidents.
Okay, when I was in philosophy in college, there was this huge study. I'd have to look it up. But this dude got a pipe like impaled in his head, but he lived.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and before the accident, he had been, like, super involved in his community church. This is back in, like, the 1800s or whatever. So he was, like, a pillar of the small community, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good guy. Family man. Had kids. Wife. Awesome dude. Very giving, like, pillar of the community type.
Right,
salt
right.
of the earth. And then that happened, and he turned into a completely different guy. He became, like, a drunk and cheated on his wife.
Wow.
Completely different person. People couldn't believe it. And so then that became, it was like, wait a second, maybe the soul is, where is it? And it led to these huge philosophical ramifications because he changed. He completely changed.
Yeah.
But he was alive. So then they were like, wait, if his soul got taken out, because this is a different dude, who is this now? And what does this mean? You know, so there were huge ramifications from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about this because somebody that Chrissy knew.
Yeah, somebody we knew.
Yeah.
He had head trauma. He was one of the raddest dudes in the world, and then crazy head trauma, and then changed.
Wow.
Nope. They had a family, all these things. Like, all that gone, just totally changed, different person.
Man.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Dude, it's weird.
The human brain is
coma.
Amazing.
For a week,
and then
woke
he
up speaking
speak Mandarin.
But he had studied it previously?
They said he studied it previously,
but, he'd never
but
been
not
fluent.
Nearly enough. Yeah, it says he took Mandarin at school. That'd be like me taking, I took Spanish in school. Although,
yeah.
And then waking up only speaking Spanish. Hola. I decía, I'm
done. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I guess if you're in a hospital, that one actually would work because you probably need to go to the bathroom. Unless, if you've been in a coma for a week, chances are you probably... Party got to take.
They have other
woodwork.
Arrangements.
They have other,
yeah, you've already used the bathroom.
Gosh, dude. Man,
that's
it's a
crazy.
Good thing the soul isn't in the butt, because that girl that hit the guardrail.
Yep. It was the American.
Did you see that story this week?
No.
A woman was texting and driving, not paying attention, of course.
Was that in Albuquerque?
Where was it? I don't remember where it was.
Anyway.
And her car, like, flipped, hits this guardrail. And one of those giant yellow posts went through her buttocks.
Oh, my gosh.
And they showed it on the news. And I was like, ah! You just saw, it was blurred out where it needed to be blurred out. But, we're talking an entire pole
straight
went straight through. Whoop!
Straight through ye butt.
Don't text and drive.
That is a great illustration for that.
Yes. So, it's scary, man, and people don't realize it has overtaken drinking and driving as the number one cause of teenage death, like behind the wheel. Texting and driving. Has overtaken...
That does not surprise me.
Drinking and driving.
It actually does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Because you can tell, even though New Mexico has a brand new law, that you're not even... I mean, it's a statewide law now.
Yeah.
About texting. No texting and driving.
Right.
If they, and the officers can, if they even suspect, they see your phone in your hand, they can pull you over.
Yeah, now, yeah, it's crazy.
So I still see, in the city, people all the time. And you can tell. Traffic's moving pretty good, and you come up on this lane, you're in the middle lane, and you come up on a lane, and there's a car that's backing everybody up,
yep.
And as soon as you are able to get around them, you see they're either talking on the phone,
yep.
Without hands-free,
mm-hmm.
Or, in Albuquerque you have to use hands-free, or mm-hmm. They're texting. You can tell.
Oh, yeah, plain as day.
And it's bad. They're weaving in and out of lanes. And
yeah. I have since stopped using my phone as my iPod, because I...
Oh, yeah.
All my music's on my phone,
right.
But I get nervous that I'm going to get... You know, pulled over, and it's like, no, but really, I was just putting music on. But
right.
I don't think you can do that anymore either.
No,
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted the question of the day, which was like three stories ago now in the last 10 minutes. But a teenager lied about being abducted to get out of homework. We said, what was the big fib you had to get out of homework or to get out of doing something? What was the dumbest thing you ever did to try and get out of something? 505-338-3700. Now, we segged to this dude who woke up from a coma speaking Mandarin.
Whoa.
And started talking about the soul and the brain. You're, like, researching.
Well, I went back to look at the story, and the funny thing is I think my philosophy professor was a little bit mistaken, because it says, Macmillan's comprehensive survey of accounts on Gage, the guy's name was Phineas Gage, Scientific and Popular, found that they almost always distort and exaggerate his behavioral changes well beyond anything described by anyone who actually had contact with him, including mistreatment of wife and children, of which Gage had neither. Bing!
Okay.
Inappropriate sexual behavior. Bing! An utter lack of foresight, a vainglorious tendency to show off his wound, inability of refusal to hold a job, bing, plus drinking, bing, bragging, lying, gambling, brawling, bullying, thievery, and acting like an idiot. So none of that actually happened.
Oh.
But he did change a whole lot. So that makes me disappointed, because for real, philosophy professor said all of that crap happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was a really jaded guy who was mad at the child.
Well, and it is, there is something.
Were you the premise for God's Not Dead?
My professor could have been.
Really?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Really.
The brain trauma does create some interesting... What was that movie with Harrison Ford? Where he gets...
Oh, Starting Henry.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That's wrong.
Yeah, and it's kind of about that same
that.
Thing, right?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
didn't like eggs, and all of a sudden he started liking eggs. But
but he was like a really, really bad man.
He was,
and then
he became
then
a really
he became
good
a
man.
Really good man. Yeah. Oh gosh!
And then all this other stuff came out about the way he was a bad man.
Yeah,
but the perception before was that he was a good man.
Right.
Oh,
that's a pretty good movie.
It is.
I mean, it's Harrison Ford. It's got to be a good movie.
Absolutely. Oh, we'll stick to something at some point. On target.
Stay on target.
Nah.
Stay on target.
Why not? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Do
Sam's reminding us. He's like, come on.
He texted earlier and was like, hey, man, running a little late because my car's dead. So he has to pick me up in the morning because I'm a goober. Run a little late. I'm like, it's Friday. Come on, people.
And then we found out it was be late to something day.
Yeah.
So we were. It worked out.
I
fit that, too, because I was a little late. Too.
There it is.
Yeah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
There's been a lot of construction to report lately, but it looks like we have some other activity. Paseo and 25, it's getting kind of backed up, but that's typical morning time stuff. But over here, we have an accident. The right lane's blocked. Coors Boulevard North at Montaño Road Northwest. It's blocked because of an accident. So be careful. Also, construction on a frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. Construction on another frontage road, I-25 North, between Osuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street. San Antonio Drive. And then we have construction down at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Posted the question of the day at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. A girl faked her own kidnapping, 13 years old. Why? Because she hadn't done her homework. Didn't want to get in trouble. I have a feeling she's going to be in a spot.
Yeah.
Deeper trouble now after her dad and police found her at a bus station where, she claimed she had been abducted. She escaped her captors. She's trying to get home via bus. Oh, man.
Shouldn't that be one of those things where the parents should say, "Now listen, sweetie, you can talk to us about anything."
Right.
If you don't have your homework done, let's talk about it.
Man.
Because that's much better than giving your mother and I a heart attack.
Yeah.
And panicking and putting the entire police force on alert.
Yeah, that's kind
of... I would imagine that China probably has something similar to our Amber Alert type thing.
Right.
You know, where when a child is abducted, they go into an aggressive search mode.
Right.
And rightly so.
And they did after 30 hours of her being...
30 hours. That's 30 the hours. Other thing.
30 hours. She was, quote-unquote, missing.
Man, how... That must have been a serious homework assignment for her to think that that would be...
Kind of ridiculous.
Well, oh, and then... Man. Okay, and so let's follow her line. Let's follow her thinking.
Okay.
Okay, let's follow her line of thinking.
All right.
I'm going to pretend I'm abducted to avoid turning in this homework assignment.
Right.
Eventually, I'm going to be rescued or show up.
Yeah.
So... I still haven't gotten that homework assignment finished.
Yeah.
At some point, and then now she's even further behind.
Gosh.
I mean, and that's just the silly side of it.
Right. That's just the ridiculous. Yeah, but you're being logical about a 13-year-old girl.
13-year-old girls. No offense.
Faked her own abduction.
No offense. Send your emails to studio@mystaticradio.com. But 13-year-old girls have a hard time. 13-year-old boys have an even harder time thinking logically.
Yeah.
I have a 12-year-old boy in my house. We're wondering if he's going to make it to 13 sometime.
Where did you get him?
The regular way.
Wait, which way is the regular way?
Which is that?
This number. This
a department
number.
Store?
No, he's ours.
I know. Where did you get him?
We got him in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
I like that.
Yeah, at the hospital.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a sweet young man, but he's 12. And he does...
Oh, don't say stuff like that. See, Jack's 10.
Jack's
be 11.
There.
Oh, Steve, like, you're just going to get... You're almost there, bro. Hey.
You're on the cusp. Hey,
so I'll tell you what,
I can walk you through this.
Okay, good.
I can help you.
I always poke at my kids. I don't dote on them enough. And I will tell you that my boys, I think they're the greatest in the world.
I've met your boys.
And, yeah.
They were, I was impressed.
Yeah.
They were extremely polite.
And very kind.
Yeah.
And very attentive to me as I was asking a couple of questions.
Yeah.
We were standing right outside the studio door. And I remember thinking, that's a couple of good boys right
there.
See,
and I need to remember that more because, I am very hard on them until we're out in public or, say, around their little league teams or whatever, and then I see how other kids their age act, and I go, oh, okay, my kids are pretty rad.
They're normal.
So, because, man.
That's you know, and the funny thing about that, you say that, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with parents of a first-time teen or a preteen. They come in and they say, my sweet little daughter, she's this. You know, we used to do this together. Now we're blah, 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 blah. I said, listen. First of all, that's normal.
Right.
She doesn't. Right. When she says, I hate you, and runs upstairs and slams her bedroom door.
Oh, my gosh. My kids have never said that. Oh, I don't want that to happen.
She doesn't mean that. And that you can just see the relief come over the parents. Because they've never experienced this before.
Right.
It's all brand new.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to that.
I'm sure.
Kind of stuff. And they may not. Some kids don't go that far when they're that mad to say those things.
Yeah.
But it just depends on the personality. You know. Really expressive, demonstrative kids. They're, I hate you, and then they run, you know, and then later they come back and they say, I love you. I don't hate you.
I did that. I remember when I did that to my mom. When I was a kid. Speaking of stupid things kids do, I decided I was done. My mom wasn't letting me play the Nintendo, the NES. I mean, it was like, Mom, come on, I got some Metroid to play. I remember clearly. I was very, very, very upset. And it was like, fine. I don't want to be part of this family anymore. I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. And she tried to keep me there. But, it was single mom dealing with stupid kid.
Right.
I think I was like 10 years old. And I ran out the door.
Oh, Steve.
In New Mexico in like November. And I think I lasted about half an hour outside, because then it was like, well, crap, where am I going to go now? So I walked up the street. Back then, you could do stuff like this. I lived in Four Hills, and Derek Mitchell was right up the road. But they were eating dinner, so I couldn't stay, They were in the middle of something, so I was like, okay. So I'm outside, and it's like, man, it's really cold. And I just remember walking back to the house and knocking on the door.
You didn't even go in, you just knocked?
No, I knocked on the door, and I waited for my mom, and she answered, and I said, may I please have my jacket?
With that attitude, too?
Yes, because it was so cold, and I walked out without it, but I was like trying to be tough. It was like, I don't need this family, but I do need my jacket, so
I forgot my
may
jacket.
I please have my jacket? No, I still hate you. I'm still never, ever, ever coming home again.
Right.
Can I have my jacket, please? Yeah. And I just remember her saying, son, come inside.
Yeah.
And then the melting. And
I'm so sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, you can't
hurt. I love you so much. Yes.
We've all had those moments of lament.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was about 11, the newest Planet of the Apes movie had come out with Charlton Heston.
Dude.
And this, I'm really telling you how old I am right now.
Dang, dude.
It was brand new in the theater at the base theater at Chanute Air Force Base, Rantoul, Illinois, is where we were. And my mom would not, it was a Saturday. My mom was not even in town anymore. Another town, but the air base isn't there. So anyway, so you're close, Mateo. So the theater was within walking distance of my house. And that was back in the day where, all the neighborhood kids, we'd all hang out until way after dark. Yeah. We didn't have to worry about stuff like that. My mom had an old school bell that she'd ring when it was time for us to come home. And so I could walk to the theater. I had my own money. I had a shoeshine business, so I had my own money. I was going to pay. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And everybody, what was it like with everybody going like, hey, see, how's it going, see?
Shine your shoes, find nickel, see?
I loved it. Newsies after him.
Yeah.
Like, it was so great.
Because right before that, I was selling newspapers on the street corner singing.
Right. Yeah. See, of course. Everybody sang back then.
Absolutely.
Everybody sang.
And everybody knows the choreography.
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
To have lived in your time.
It was glorious.
Was it weird when the world became color?
Yeah, what was that like? What was that?
You know, it was like one morning we woke up. And things were totally different.
It's so great.
It was just like Pleasantville. It was cool. It was just like Pleasantville, exactly. Our eyes were open to all these new colors.
And everybody's like, why is Tobey Maguire in this movie? I get it.
I get it, too.
I never saw it. Never saw it. Sorry, I guess.
It's not a bad movie. Anyway.
Okay.
So I am furious at my mother. I'm going to run away.
Furious?
I went so far as I packed a suitcase.
No way.
I did.
Oh, you thought it out.
I had a suitcase packed.
I was like steaming mad. I just do stuff. I react.
So I packed my suitcase. I had it. And so my mom is sitting there, and I'm just crying the whole time because I'm so mad.
Right.
And I want to see the movie, and I'm just running away. Nobody appreciates it. Nobody loves me in this house. Right. You won't let me go see. All because of a movie. All right. So my mom was going. Now, and I had real bad asthma. I was a skinny, weak, sickly little child.
A little asthmatic.
You know what happens when you sell newspapers? The ink gets in your lungs.
Right, gets in your lungs. You get the black lung pop.
That's right.
Gosh.
So she's telling me, okay, but what are you going to do for food? I had some Pop-Tarts.
Yeah,
in the suitcase.
This
I was thinking,
good.
What about when you run out of Pop-Tarts? I'll get some food somewhere. Well, you got to have money. Well, I got my piggy bank. You don't have that much money. I mean, she's talking me out of this the whole time.
Right.
And your asthma medicine. If you run out of your asthma medicine?
The patience of mothers.
I'll just go to the hospital and show my ID and get it.
Yeah,
because, the base hospital, back in those days, you just have to show your ID and your prescription, and you could pick it up.
Man.
Of course, I was underage, so I wouldn't be able to pick it up. So she's just very logically,
calmly,
and I am freaking out.
Right.
So finally, in the back of my mind, it's starting to make sense, all the stuff that she's saying.
Yeah.
But in the front of my mind, I'm saying, I cannot let her know that this is starting to make sense.
Oh, of course not.
I'm still furious.
You have to win. You have to win this war.
What I didn't realize is that 11-year-olds never win.
They never win.
Even when they think they've won.
Right.
Yeah.
Secretly, they didn't really win.
Yeah.
So I sort of identify with that.
I have a similar story, too. When I was 10, I don't think it was our Nintendo because we had a Sega, but it was kind of similar to yours.
Right.
Where I wanted to get a new game because the only game I had was Sonic. I had two games, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Jurassic Park.
Oh.
And I think that I can't remember if it was like Ninja Turtles or if it was like a Marvel game, like Marvel versus Capcom 1 or something. But I wanted to get that game, and I didn't have much savings saved up. And so I wanted to try to find a way around it. Couldn't do it. Got really, really mad. Ended up, and I used to ride my bike a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where I grew up, it was super. I grew up in rural Mississippi for you newbies out there. And so it was really like safe to go around and just ride your bike. So I packed like a little duffel bag, threw it around my shoulder, and set off on my bike and left town. Seriously, rode my bike, kept going, went to a bus stop, got on a bus, went to New York City, ended up staying in an aunt's house. They were gone. This was the holidays. They were on vacation. And then these two burglars that I had encountered at my home, my childhood home, which was basically a mansion, showed up. And I had to fight them.
Oh, my.
I had to figure out ways to trap them. So I came up with like a little plan of attack, if you will.
Did you have
paint cans?
A whole strategy.
There was a staircase.
Wow.
I knocked these guys through a hole.
This sounds impressive.
It
did
was
anybody
pretty good.
Did one of the guys when the paint can hit, did the paint can actually hit him in the face? Did he
this
lose a
was
tooth?
After I stayed at the biggest hotel in town.
Wow. Ah. The Plaza mm-hmm. Hotel.
The Plaza Hotel.
Wow.
Was it around Christmas time?
I took a credit card. Kids, if you're going to run away, take your parents' credit card. Do it right. Do it right. I took it.
Gosh, what was it like being home alone?
I wasn't at home. I was in New York.
Okay.
I was lost in New York.
You lost in New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
But
that's
it worked
the most
out.
Amazing. You know, that could almost be a movie.
505-338.
I think people would watch
nobody would believe it.
I think they would.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would.
So real. Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm driving home.
All right.
But it's a Monday, so Monday's over.
It's so awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, wanted to comment. I don't have a I hate you story kind of thing, but I do have a very stupid thing that I did when I was about 13 years old. We were on our way to Motto. I got some Motto rockets. On our way back, I remember hearing my brother and his friends, they were older than I was, saying that if you shoot a bottle rocket to a 5-gallon bucket of water, when it explodes, the water will go everywhere and it's so cool and whatnot. So I was like, all right, well, I'll check this out. But me and my friends, we didn't have a 5-gallon bucket. We had a milk jug. So mm-hmm. we tried that.
Oh, man.
And, you know, we couldn't name the bottle rocket to go to the milk jug or whatever. And it was lame. So we found some turpentine in the garage. And
oh my god,
tried shooting at it. Yeah, it gets better.
Oh gosh,
my heavens,
it gets better. And it wasn't working, so I figured, oh well, let's fill it up a little bit more. And this was almost a full gallon of turpentine at this point.
Did you drink it?
And, no.
Good.
My brother was there; he probably would have drank it.
No, don't let other people drink turpentine.
Gosh,
Steve-O tries to make me drink turpentine all the time.
Stop it!
I tell him no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I might.
It's bad, okay? So, got some tumbleweeds, dried up ones.
Oh, no.
Put them in there, poured some more turpentine on top of that.
Oh man.
Still tried to shoot bottle rockets at it, and couldn't hit it. So, I decided I was going to light those weeds on fire.
No! Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Good.
And me being a, 13-year-old boy, no common sense, no sense of anything. I go to bend down to light it. My face is right over this.
Oh, my heavens.
All I do is I just spark that lighter, and it ignites. And it must have been like a mushroom cloud of flame that just engulfed my face and went past it. And
do you have eyebrows? Are they back yet?
They are back now,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's
right
20
on.
Years.
Right on, yeah.
20 years
later, yeah. Oh my you finally gosh. Have eyebrows.
I'm Incredible. Sure I had some ridiculous story for my parents on why I had to shave my head.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, man.
Dude, thank you for sharing.
That's a great pre-tale story.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, have a great rest of your day off.
And stay away from turpentine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. You guys have a good one. God
you too, man.
Right,
you too. 505-338-3700. It's just before 8 o'clock. We have to take a quick break.
So?
I'm saddened because I just thought of 1,000 stories with me and Derek.
Oh,
yeah. I've got tons.
Derek.
Speaking of crazy things kids do, coming back, we got to talk about this, making national news. A yearbook.
Yearbook.
For a high school here in New Mexico.
Yeah, making the news.
Raising some eyebrows nationally. Well, for those that have eyebrows.
Right.
We'll talk about that on the way back, as well as your dumb teen stories.
Yeah.
Or preteen stories. It's on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Sweet Doug. Sweet Doug. Hey guys, we have a big accident to report. It's on Paseo Del Norte East at 2nd. It was like a big pileup, apparently. Big
wow.
Few cars piled up. And it looks like if you are eastbound on Paseo, especially near Coors, so a little bit before that accident and then around the accident, it's slowing down pretty hardcore. So you've got that to look forward to. Also, there's an obstruction on the roadway, I-25 North at Osuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard. That's right over there.
Yep.
Exit 230. Obstruction on the road. We have a lot of construction. I-25 in Paseo. A couple of frontage roads along I-25. I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. Frontage road I-25 north between Osuna Road and San Mateo Boulevard and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. And we have the roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Also, there's tons of construction that doesn't pop up on our map, so just pay attention to what you're doing and don't have a wreck.
Yeah, don't text and drive and hit guardrails and then get poles places that you don't want them.
Yep, because your soul's in your butt. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Now, we were talking about this teenager who went crazy.
Yeah.
Well, didn't want to do her homework, so
yeah.
She decided to lie. She faked her own abduction, you know, so that she wouldn't have to do her homework, which got us talking about stupid things we did as a kid.
Dumb.
Phone lines are still open, 505-338-3700. Speaking of stupid things kids do... Ah, the school yearbook. Sam Swan, you know
Sam.
About this. You were most likely to run for your life.
Yes.
I don't know. Did you? Were you ever any of those things in the yearbook?
You know, I can't believe I'm fixing to admit this.
Oh no, you were. Oh.
No. I wanted so badly to be popular.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Sam.
That I campaigned, sort of.
Oh, Sam. Gosh.
I wanted to be. Biggest flirt.
Wow.
Did you just go
and
flirt
so
with
I did. I was anyway. I just never got voted because I wasn't the popular flirt.
You were the unpopular flirt?
I was the most likely.
Sam, that's a stalker.
Yes.
Those are flarts.
I was voted most likely to
you
repeat.
You were a flart.
Repeat ninth grade.
You crazy flarter.
Well, there's more room on the outside than there is on the inside.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I didn't ever make any of those things. I desperately wanted to be
right
at that time in my life.
Yeah,
but
most likely to succeed, best smile,
yeah, cutest couple,
most likely to skinny dip.
Oh wait,
most
that was
most
not a category.
To skinny dip?
That wasn't a category in my annual.
Oh well, you
my
did,
yearbook.
That ain't in my Bible.
School in Port Talis.
I
you know
did
what
not.
Port Talis, New Mexico, making national headlines.
National headlines. Some eyebrows are raised, and some parents are pissed.
Oh, no.
Port Talis High School seniors also kind of split on this one. Many are saying it was tasteless, tacky. These are just, you know, a few of the things that were said.
Yeah.
Port Talis High School yearbook. We actually were watching this last night on the news.
Yes.
As we were doing our homework.
Homework.
That's actually in their yearbook, most likely to skinny dip. And the photo has a guy and a girl behind a tree in the nude. Kind of covering up the parts that need to be covered up. Well, all the parts need to be covered up, so I should say.
Yeah.
At least the bare minimum. Hey-o!
We're just getting down to the naked truth right now.
Okay, man.
Naked.
Yeah. Is that the long and short of it, or is that totally different? No.
Does that apply?
Does that not apply? Is that
so? Anyway,
that's too visual.
Oh
no,
my!
No, don't clap for your joke. Don't you clap for your own joke?
I'm clapping at Sam Swan's.
My face is as red as your shirt right now.
Sam, why is your face red?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what just happened. It feels to me like there was just a terrible turn that took place in the studio.
Did it feel a little?
And he
too
didn't
graphic?
Use his turn signal.
Was it rated PG-13?
Much like the parents when they open up the yearbook to see most likely to skinny dip.
Probably so.
Probably so.
Oh,
it sounds
my
to
heavens.
Me like a good goal to have.
Portales High School Assistant Principal Garrick Matthew says, quote, "They were trying to be cute, trying to be humorous to a certain extent, and it didn't go over well with a certain fraction who saw the yearbook. Some think it's funny. Some are irate. Some students even. I assume that the students would all have been like, ah, no bigs.
Yeah.
And the parents were upset. No, some students were
students
upset.
Students upset too, huh?
Yeah.
I'm most likely to skinny dip. Not her.
Gosh. According to some of the students, it puts the school in a bad light. I mean, it made the news here.
Yeah.
Yeah, one student said it was inappropriate to be part in a yearbook to be remembered forever, especially that way, you know. Most likely to skinny dip. Could you imagine? Okay. I mean, this is a stretch.
Yeah.
You have great kids. Could you imagine opening the yearbook and seeing your daughter behind a tree voted most likely to skinny dip? Sans clothing?
Yes.
You can?
No. I'm saying yes. Yes, continue.
I got you, Sam. I got you.
Oh, my heavens.
You are just, woo!
Man, you blew my mind with that other thing. I have nothing else to say. I can't even focus right now.
Sam, get with it, man. Get with the times. I'll be honest and tell you guys that I am always on the edge of skinny dipping.
Oh, okay.
At any given moment.
Really?
You can just run free?
If a lake appeared in front of me, I'd be like, well.
Well, here we go, y'all.
Well, you know, if you don't have trunks, you got to figure out something to do.
Naked, yeah. I came into this world, and naked, I will swim.
That's how I feel.
Gosh, dude.
No, to answer your question, no. That would be horrifying.
Yeah, the district said from now on, multiple people will be viewing the yearbook before it goes to print because they can't do anything about this.
No, it's in the book.
In fact,
it's last year's yearbook that didn't. They handed it out last week, so it was from the school year 2013-2014, and they handed it out just last week.
Yeah, the kid said that they got the idea from the internet. The yearbook staff and a teacher were the only ones who saw it before it was published.
See, I want to talk to that teacher.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
The yearbook teacher, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I could even, and this is a stretch, I want to emphasize that this is a stretch, that I could even, the category itself is not that bothersome if they would have just shown a picture of two kids with clothes on.
What if they had been in a swimming pool, like water up to their necks,
or up against the edge of the pool? That's what I'm saying. It's a stretch.
Yeah.
I get it. You want to be clever. You want to be unique. Yeah. Every yearbook has the same thing, and I'm saying this is unique.
Yeah.
But I think they crossed the line, particularly with the photographs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe the category. And then what was funny is that the news people were making a big deal about the quote. But they didn't say who made the quote.
What was the quote?
Is it not in the news report there?
No, now I'm looking and I'm like, what?
What quote?
I'm gonna pull up the video, so while we're still talking, I'm gonna let the video play and I'll pause it so I can read the quote. But it's a famous person who made the quote.
Okay.
Something about having fun and I'll find it. Hang on.
Okay,
second.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah, most likely to skinny dip. A pair of students. They were hanging out behind a tree. They were either faking naked. They were
faking naked,
or they were actually naked behind a tree. But
naked.
From all of the skin that you saw, you could imagine they weren't wearing anything.
Yes.
Yeah. They showed it on the news last night. Of course, of course they blurred out their faces.
Yeah.
So it's not too, you know.
Right.
They didn't want to upset the students, so they blurred out their faces.
Why not?
Rest of the body.
I'm not seeing this quote you're talking.
It's
about.
It's coming. Hang on. It's coming. Yeah. They're gonna show it here in just a second. I'm watching the video. I'm trying to fast forward.
Yeah. High school assistant principal Garrick Matthews spoke with KRQE News.
Here it is,
13.
Right here.
Said the intent was never to paint the students in a negative light or the school in a negative light, but obviously, you know, it didn't work out.
Yeah. Okay. So they put the quote, and they made a big deal about the quote because it's even part of the video. But here's what it says. When you have confidence, you can have a lot of fun. And when you have fun, you can do amazing things.
Okay.
Joe Namath. Broadway Joe said that, which that makes that's perfectly within the character of Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't
from
they
what
say
he would say? But the what was interesting to me last night is they showed that they didn't mention that it was quoted by Joe Namath. They just said they put that quote in there, making the big deal that the kids like made up that quote and put it. But they clearly showed that it says Joe Namath.
Yeah,
right
Joe
there.
Namath.
So they were just going with this idea of having fun. Of course, I don't know that Joe Namath would be a great role model.
I was gonna say
based on things
Skinny
that I remember.
Skinny dipping is great.
Every time I see Susie Colbert, I think of Joe Namath, and I feel sorry. Joe Namath, Teo, was a quarterback.
A football player.
New
York Jets.
Was
very
had
cocky.
A little too much to drink on the air. And
oh, was he the guy that hit on that reporter?
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes. That's the role model they're going for
that's
with the most likely to skinny dip.
Well, I feel like that's in line with his prerogative. If that's going to be the quote, why wasn't it something like most likely to... you know, climb Everest.
Or most likely to have fun. Just have fun.
Yeah, most likely to confidently have fun.
Most likely to have fun.
I know.
We all have fun.
We all have fun. Skinny
you know what
dipping.
We need to do? We need to come up with new, since, you know, best smile, most likely to succeed.
Oh, new yearbook categories.
New yearbook
great
categories.
Idea.
Yeah. Most likely to reach the peak at 23. Mateo.
Well,
that's what I would have
I would have... Either I would have beat you or been a close second.
Most likely to burn out by 30?
Yeah. Most likely to fade into mediocrity. Doug.
Wait, you're already knee-deep in mediocrity, can you fade into it if you're already there?
Yeah, you're fading out, man.
Okay.
You're fading out.
But you're already living that dream.
The dream of mediocrity. I'm number three. I don't try at all.
Yeah, I don't.
We're number three. We're number three.
Most likely to be number three. Sam Swan.
Most likely to win the bronze.
I love it. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Help us out. The racy yearbook photos. They were upsetting some. Some thought they were hilarious. I don't know. It's like a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Most likely to skinny dip. And yes, there is a photo to go along with it in the Portales High School yearbook.
I got to get me one of them.
iCloud, buddy.
I know some people.
iCloud.
Hang on. I know some people in Portales. I could call.
Moving on! Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hang out with us if you're still listening. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Girl. Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
I think they're talking about us.
Traffic's not, because we're just stuck here.
Oh.
There's an accident in the left lane's block, Paseo del Norte East at 2nd. There's construction I-25 in Paseo, frontage road south at Alameda Boulevard in Ellison is reduced to one lane. The frontage road north at Asuna Road and San Mateo Boulevard in Ellison Street, San Antonio Drive is down to one lane. And Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard southwest, the roadway is reduced to two lanes. So that's your look at traffic. Be careful.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. With a whole new breakfast menu.
Whole new.
Oh, man. It's so good. How'd you like... What did you get?
I don't know. Coffee cake, but it was almost like a coffee cake blueberry muffin thing. It had blueberries inside it and kind of a coffee cake crumble stuff on sort of spread on the top. It was delicious.
Yeah, dude.
It was dangerously delicious.
They changed the game for breakfast, so I'm excited.
Dangerous.
Good stuff there at SoPo. Speaking of good stuff, it is Friday. We've been talking awful stories. From the 13-year-old girl who faked her own kidnapping so she wouldn't have to do homework. Talking about our terrible children's stories, things we did to make our parents want to send us off to boarding school. I did. I went to NIMI.
Boo.
True story.
Boo.
To the Portales school yearbook under fire for rocking some topless photos.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely skinny dip.
Yeah. Sort of topless.
Yeah.
They're definitely racy for a yearbook.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so. I mean, what if that was just on Facebook in general?
That would be racy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say, well, we see that stuff all the time.
But in a yearbook.
We do?
Yeah, on magazines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You say, what if it was on Facebook? That stuff's on Facebook all the time. And like the ads
well, that's,
and everything.
I don't know if you know. I don't have Facebook. That's why. That's why.
Yeah. That's why.
I have
that's
them, but I never go there. It looks like I'm there all the time because I post my Twitter.
Yeah.
It's tied to that. So it looks like I'm constantly. So people
constantly.
Send me messages and like a month later I go, oh, sorry, I didn't answer because I don't do Facebook very
yeah.
much.
We were talking about all these gnarly things. I thought maybe for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk some good stuff. Last night, the NFL football season kicked
opened
off.
Opened up.
Did what you watch?
I did.
Yeah.
I thought. Man,
I thought
Seattle,
it was going to be a much closer game.
I did too. Seattle looked.
Yeah.
They're firing on all
yes.
cylinders right now.
They looked very deadly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
and Green Bay didn't look terrible. They just made a couple of
That's what the scary part.
Yeah,
is they didn't look terrible.
They made a couple of key mistakes. A couple of key mistakes, which most teams do that. But Seattle looks incredible.
You think we're gonna have a Super Bowl repeat?
You know, there's lots and lots of talk about that. Of course,
that would be awesome.
And it was funny to watch the NFL thing. You know, Rodney and Dungy were going at it. Dungy doesn't think they can repeat because it's just so hard, but Rodney thinks that Seattle's going to repeat.
It would be incredible.
So it's going to be interesting to see
I'd love to
how
see
that
Denver,
plays out.
You know, get some revenge. I'd love to see a repeat Super Bowl with Denver beating Seattle. But that, Seattle just looked...
I don't know if anybody can beat them right now.
Yeah.
Of course, it's only one game.
Yep.
And it's a long season.
It is.
Which is fun. Which is why it's... I'm glad it kicked off.
Dude, so the football season going strong now.
Mm-hmm.
Already kicking off last night.
Yeah.
It is Friday, Pay It Forward Friday. Thought we'd share a heartwarming story.
Ooh.
Devin Still, defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals, he got cut from the team. You know, they right before the season starts, they make cuts throughout the preseason, and they have to get it down to their 53-man roster. Well, the defensive tackle was cut from the team, and sad news for him. However, the Cincinnati Bengals have done something really, really cool, I thought. They gave him a spot on the team's practice squad to help him out. Turns out he has a 4-year-old daughter who has cancer.
Oh.
And needed some bling for his daughter's cancer treatment. Now, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals could have just said, hey, didn't make the squad.
Yeah, see
sorry,
ya.
You got to go home.
Yeah.
But they knew what was going on in his world. The Bengals opted to pay $6,300 a week and to provide him with medical insurance for his daughter, who completed her 4th round of chemotherapy for stage 4 pediatric cancer. Mm. So he was signed to the practice squad, so he's getting full pay, he's getting medical benefits, all to take care of his daughter because the Bengals couldn't stand to see him lose a job, even though he wasn't good enough to make the squad.
Right.
Incredible.
That's unheard of.
It's rare.
That's
that you hear,
cool.
especially
for a
that
corporate
caliber.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because the you know, they're in it to make money.
To win it.
Yeah.
They're in it to win it with money.
And he even said, I completely understood where the Bengals were coming from when they cut me because he can't give 100% to football right now because he's obviously very distracted.
And rightly so.
That's really
cool. So, 3-year veteran, played for Penn State. And obviously, being part of the practice squad, he'll have a lighter traveling schedule than the teammates, allowing him to be home with his daughter and yet still having a job and getting everything taken care of because the Cincinnati Bengals were willing to help him out.
Way to go, Bengals.
Yeah, dude.
That I'm impressed by.
Heartwarming story makes you want to root for the team.
Yeah.
Because that you never, ever hear because it's business, especially multi-billion-dollar industry like that.
Yeah,
you know, business is business, and sorry, we got to take care of what we got to take care of. And, you know, you're not, obviously, you're not here in full capacity. You're dealing with your daughter, so got to cut you.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we want to give you a full-time job, though, so that you can pay for the cancer treatment, and we're going to give you medical insurance.
I think
so
that's
that everything,
awesome.
Yeah.
Heartwarming very, very cool. And good.
Pay It Forward Friday stories if you got them. We'd love to hear them as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's always good to hear stories like that, man. Anytime that you can hear something cool because, you know, more often than not in the news, we were watching the news last night kind of in the background, and it was all just like trash, sad,
it's
awful,
terrible,
it seems
terrible,
like when it's
dreadful.
When it's not dreadful or sad, it's just stupid stuff. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, like it was a slow news night.
Yeah. Good news, though, Mateo and I,
yeah.
You know, we've been kind of keeping it under wraps. We've teased it a little bit.
Maybe.
Are going to be starting up a television show.
Yeah.
Daily. It's going to be a weekday television show.
It's going to be on CNN.
It's, going up against that very thing, the news. Mm-hmm. It's called Breaking the News. We actually saw the intro this week.
Oh, man.
And yeah, we're going to be doing some tech rehearsals here soon. And yes, as soon as we can release full information, no, we're not joking, Mateo and I will be heading to your television on a nightly basis.
How exciting.
I know. We're really stoked.
That's how I'm excited.
Look out, news. You got some real competition now, girl.
Go,
shoot.
Man.
What? What you going to do?
Why are
most
we always
likely to have a
girls?
Comedic news thing.
It's like, we always make our enemy a girl. It's like, watch out, girl. You about to be fighting us.
That's because...
Bring it on, female.
Dudes would
always win.
Yeah.
Y'all's minds are smaller, girls. Check out my grandma.
I don't know, man. Living in New Mexico, Holly Holm is like a scary.
I know some girls that could take all of us.
What is Holly Holm?
Okay, she is an incredible boxer who just signed with the UFC. I would love to see her
Ronda Rousey.
Soon, hopefully, yes. I would
Ronda
love
Rousey,
to see her take on Ronda
that
Rousey.
That girl, she's always asking for a fight.
She is a beast.
She's
yes.
like, I want to fight them.
Yeah.
And then she beats them. I want to fight them. And then she beats them.
She's pretty incredible.
Feats of strength is a big deal out here now.
Yeah.
We're too lazy in the South for that stuff. It's like, yeah, man, y'all go do that. I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, man, no, that sounds great,
that
man.
Sounds real.
Y'all have fun.
But you know, the reason is the humidity, which I was reminded of last week. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to do anything. You just want to go, I'm good with just standing
just
here.
I might
just sit in the shade for a little while.
Yeah. When the air weighs 90 pounds.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You just walk around going, oh, no wonder I'm obese.
Yeah. Yeah, but wouldn't you like sweat that out?
No.
Okay.
Dude,
I don't
not
know.
At all.
It
makes you not do anything.
It's like walking through a pool.
It is.
When you're walking around in the air,
like you're
but
swimming,
it's
constantly working out.
Just keep swimming.
No, just
you'll know. You'll know one day.
Oh man,
you'll know the pain. Hey, so I changed the question of the day.
Okay.
Well, because the other one nobody cared about. We got a few stories and they were okay.
You can check it out facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So we switched from the worst excuse you've ever given to get out of homework to what's your super custom and original yearbook category?
Yeah.
What would that be? Oh. Some examples: most likely to almost succeed, or blandest.
Most likely to nearly succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, a high school in Portales in some hot water after they posted theirs, most likely to skinny dip. We're out of ideas.
It's supposed to be about confidence and fun, and they went with skinny dipping.
Well, I mean, you have to have some serious confidence to
or you
got to
be really, really inebriated.
That's true.
You know?
And in Portales,
liquid
there's not a lot to do. Yeah. It's a cow town. So,
you know, confidence isn't always a six-pack of beer. You can get it without that.
You actually can.
Yeah, you can have real
it's
confidence.
Amazing. Oh, man.
Actual confidence.
Yeah,
actual confidence, Sam Swan. That's what I'm talking about.
I know you have to leave soon.
I do.
It's sad news.
I do.
You
got to
get
sorry.
Out.
I can't stay
you
the whole
leave us
time
with like
time.
A nugget of truth like, hey, you know what? You want confidence? We're not given to a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind and...
That's good. Let's go with that. That's a great word of truth. I'm going to leave with that.
Oh, okay.
That you shared with
us.
That
was good, Sam.
I'm glad you said that.
Thanks for letting me whisper that in your ear.
Yes, exactly.
Right before you said that on the air.
He passed it off to me like a piece of paper, and I was like,
that's what I do. I'm a trainer of leaders.
Yeah,
he is a snake charmer. He is a circus trainer. Sam Swan is a man of many hats.
Anytime I say anything edifying or biblical, any kind of truth, it's because Cyrano over here is whispering it to me.
That's right.
Or passing
He's
me
He's a wizened old sage.
He is.
Like that
old,
of Methuselah and Darren Aronofsky's Noah.
Yes.
That old part is really starting to bother me.
Old.
I'm fixing to bring up some truth.
We got to play to the young crowd.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, that's right.
You're the old guy.
And you can poke fun at me.
So young.
I can take it. I can take it.
Yeah, you can.
I can tell you.
Sam's category is
it's
most
fun.
Likely to speak dead languages.
But they were
Halak.
Alive in
that's,
his time.
That's,
Sam knows all that Latin.
Yeah. Halak is Hebrew, like, to go or walk.
King James.
See,
Halak. I got the Latin Vulgate over here.
That's the one thing I learned.
Bible jokes.
Hey.
Most likely to crack Bible jokes.
Would you quit hanging out with us, Sam? I'm making Bible jokes. I made a joke about the Latin Vulgate just
you
now.
You did.
Septuagint awesome. Is next.
Yes.
There's another one.
Boom. There you go.
Oh, one wow. time I had the Septuagint beat right out of me, man. It hurt.
What?
Real bad.
Lame.
Okay. Sorry. Gosh. I was on a roll.
I give you a three.
It's just messing us up, man.
I was on a roll. I was casting lots. Bible joke. I apologize, everybody. I'm sorry.
He's really sorry.
It's Friday.
You're just resurrecting old jokes. That's all you're doing.
Okay.
Well, we got to take a break, which means Sam has to go.
I got
to
go. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Sam, thanks for letting me hang out this long.
It's Friday.
Yeah man.
Enjoy. Before you
Friday,
go.
We just chill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Give me one good yearbook category.
Yeah, well, oh, one good. Okay, let me think here. We were talking about that a little bit off air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got one. Yeah. Most likely to break into a military installation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Steve O. Jeter.
Steve O.
Stop it, guys! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, wait, there
on,
might be
man.
Some...
It
we don't know what the statute
the
of limitations...
Oh, man.
Hey, shout out to the base. It was Steve O.
Most likely to accidentally kill a rabbit pulling it out of the hat, Sam Swan.
Oh.
There you go.
He's never told that story.
You jaded
magician.
He
was a magician. Yeah.
What's wrong with
he
you?
He kept it in a box. Yeah. Forgot to put air holes.
You're like Job on Arrested
like,
Development.
On. He didn't do
Doug.
That. He didn't no. do that. You're actually going to get letters. People are going to be
I
really
am. Please don't
that.
Do that.
That,
hang
that
on. Was, we just got
just
a PETA letter.
Up.
You just,
I just
yeah,
made that
it's
up.
It's a joke.
PETA.
Oh, man.
Most likely to be on Crime Stoppers.
There you go.
Question of the day. It's posted. A Portales High School is in trouble for posting their most likely to skinny dip in the yearbook. It made it to the yearbook, and yes, racy photo included. Give us yours. What would you do to make it better? They were wanting to be original. Let's help them be more original-er and
but,
maybe less
but
crude.
Less risque.
There you go. All right, quick break. Coming back, your high school most likely twos.
Yeah!
There you go. Your original yearbook categories. It's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Castle traffic.
It's traffic time in the ABQ. If you're in your car and you don't know what to do, just look at Tao. He's got the words.
They can't see me.
He will hit you with what?
They Burf. Can't see me.
Dang. I was on a roll like you are in your car right now. Driving around in your town. Gonna take it over to my friend Mateo and he's gonna say, yo, hey-o.
Hey-o, hey-o.
Drives with Mateo.
There's an accident.
Hey-o.
Left lane's blocked. Paseo del Norte is dead second.
With mayo.
Lots of construction around town. I don't feel like repeating it, so just pay attention to what you're doing.
If you know what I say, yo.
Yeah. That's it.
On Static Radio.
It's brought to you by Sopo.
Fine, that was lame. I'm sorry.
No, you did
trying.
Good.
I was trying.
You did good. Yeah, I thought cool. Doug.
Most likely to have obnoxious rhymes. Boom!
Doug
this
was
guy.
In there crying. Look at him. Most likely to cry every day. Doug.
Gosh.
Doug. Why are you crying so much? I'm sorry.
Hey.
Doug, you don't cry.
Not on this day.
Look how many people have replied to this. This is great. Like six.
Portales High School in Portales, New Mexico. In some hot water. They rocked, you know, most likely to succeed. Class
yeah,
clown.
Did.
Flirty.
Flirtiest. Cutest.
Most likely skinny dip.
Most.
Yeah. Okay.
Would that immediately make you most popular?
Probably. In one circle.
We're gonna go streaking! We're gonna go streaking down through the quad past the gymnasium. You come,
Snoop!
You bring your green hat.
Snoop Loop!
Snoop Loop. Katie says, I was voted most likely to borrow a dollar.
What?
I was such a bum, I thought it was a clever category, though.
Yeah.
Taylor says, in the words of Squilliam Fancyson, voted most likely to suck eggs. Some guy named Douglas
what a
posted
dummy.
A picture from The Simpsons. Lame.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I love it.
Kevin says most likely to save lives.
Nice.
Positive.
I believe Kevin's a firefighter.
Christian says, maybe this is Christian. Wait, is this your friend most likely to not be remembered by people you saw every day? Thanks, Steve-O.
What?
Is that your friend?
What?
Christian Sarah Herb.
Most likely to not be remembered by people you saw every day.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Do you know who that is? That's just children in the photo.
Yeah, no, I don't know who that is.
Is this your...
Is this your friend you were telling me at the baseball games that you went to high school with?
No.
No?
No.
Well, sorry, Christian Sarah Herb. He still doesn't remember you. You're welcome.
Know. I've never met that person in my life. I don't know who.
It doesn't.
Saw him every day. I just.
Our friend Marty over at Sopo says her category would be most likely to get a regrettable tattoo.
Oh.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think there's a few people here that work at the station probably have.
Come on. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a bold tattoo.
Gosh, it's
that
terrible,
looks like,
right?
You know what it reminds
it's
me
so
of?
So bad.
Let me be honest when
so
I say
bad.
that reminds me of a Love's truck stop.
Oh, God.
It really does. Every time
you're
I see the
jerk.
Little heart, it's like, oh, gas station.
It's so bad. It's not even a heart because it's like square.
Yeah, and the tribal stuff just makes it worse.
You know why? Because I drew it on graph paper.
Come on, man.
It was supposed to be like, hey, man, this is my rough idea. Because it's for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
there
Day?
There is a human being running around the world with this matching thing on their back.
That's terrifying to me. Two people in this world got that tattoo.
Are they my bride? Nope.
That's even better.
God.
Sorry, Chrissy. Another
regrettable
thing.
Tattoos.
Shootsy that works over at Sopo, she got most likely to get a brand new job and then break your leg the next week and not be
job,
able to come
Shootsy.
To work.
Good job.
She's back, though. She's a whole human again.
Yes.
And we're so proud of
her. Yeah, doing a great job. If you're just joining us at Portales High School, the Portales High School.
The one.
It's called Portales High School.
Is that a small town?
Yeah, dude, yes.
Okay.
Cowtown.
Portales High School. I'm going to change it.
Students are even split on this one. They added a new category, most likely to skinny dip. Photo included. Raising some eyebrows. Yeah.
The.
The high school in Portales.
Good job, Portales. Portales.
Oh, man. Give us your better than that one. High school yearbook.
Yeah, we want clean and clever.
Yeah, because they were trying to be clever. Because best smile, most likely to succeed, just got boring. So, yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Christian says he gives up. That's our boy.
I know, I was being funny. Static.
Hello.
What up?
What's up, guys?
Chilling.
I got a good one.
All right, I want to hear it.
Most likely to get pregnant.
Amen. That's
you can't.
That's coupled with most likely to be from Mississippi,
or most likely to skinny dip. Let's be honest.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, honestly, like me and my wife, my now wife, she was pregnant in high school, and we would hang out together, and she big old belly. Yeah, just don't do it,
dude. Yeah, but you can't say most likely to if she already was. It was like, no, you done got pregnant.
Mm. No, but you know how in high school there's girls who are like, oh yeah, she's getting pregnant in high school.
Oh yeah, she's next.
Yeah, and even guys are like, oh yeah, he's about to help out in that.
Oh my God.
Guys, this is what it when Christians get a bad rap for judging others. This fault this is what that is.
Love you too,
this
boy
is that. Oh yeah, you see that guy over there? He's gonna be the drunk. Most likely to get pregnant. That girl over there, she's getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Good grief. It's still loading. We've
Amazing.
Got a few. Thebe says most likely to look the same at the 20-year class reunion. Most likely to try and look the same at the 20-year class reunion.
These
Kevin says
great.
Most likely not to stay in Portales. Multiple recipient. Pretty good stuff.
Amazing.
You guys are funny. Most likely to take your lunch from the fridge.
Yeah.
Was that who did it?
I don't know.
Is he the one that stole the meat? Kevin, you're a fire person.
You're a fire person?
He's a fire chief.
Oh, racy yearbook photo. Upsetting parents and students alike. Some students were bummed that they're even in their yearbook photo. Because they don't want to be in that yearbook.
It is strange that
making the rounds.
I can't believe that would pass. Now, the article says that
20 students who worked for the yearbook and one teacher.
Yeah, one teacher.
The yearbook teacher.
The yearbook teacher, who was obviously the recent college grad cool guy teacher.
Chad Brad Bryan.
Chad Brad Bryan.
Like, yeah, guys. No, that's racist. That's great.
No, Chad Brad Bryan's too old.
We're
going to
sell.
Chad Brad Bryan, he's like the coach at the high school right now.
What's it? Yeah.
This is like, this is the, this is the kid that's my age.
Yeah, yeah.
Or younger.
Dude, but
Doug's
he's got to have like a chill name.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more like Celeste's friend Max that hangs out on Thursdays.
But not Max. That's
but
too
not,
extreme.
No,
let's
no,
see.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name is like Brian.
But he kind of... But there's already Chad Brad Bryan.
His name is Brian.
His name
Chad
is probably Doug,
Brad.
Let's be honest.
No, his name is Brian Chad
Doug.
Brad.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
This we need a cooler
just
name.
Just rocking some Sublime, you know, just chilling.
What if it's rocking, it's yeah. not Neil? Neil's too old. Wait,
no.
What if it's like Devin?
Devin still sounds like Chad Brad Bryan's friend.
Maybe.
It's like he's got to have a chill name. It's like one of those just bros where you're like,
hey,
bruh. You know, and he's like, yeah, man. Did you finally get a job?
Channing?
Yeah, dude. Totally got a job. I work at the high school I just graduated from. I'm the yearbook school teacher guy.
It's Dave Franco. That's who this is. This is Dave Franco. He's the new teacher.
Oh, man. Static!
Yeah, dude, I got one. What about there was a guy that was voted most likely to never leave home.
Oh.
Was that you?
No.
No,
you sure?
man.
I'm you sure about it?
Oh, no, that's Keith. That was Keith. He was like a computer guy, and he was like, yeah,
whatever.
Hi, Keith's
working in Silicon Valley right now, making millions.
He could have. He had so much potential. World of Warcraft ruined everything.
Video game guy. So,
yeah, video
stoner
game
guy.
Yeah.
Video game stoner guy.
No, he wasn't a stoner. He was too upright and nerdy for that.
No,
so
if,
he
no,
just,
if
like,
you start playing video games all the time, you turn
all
into
of
a
the
stoner.
Stereotypes are coming out of the woodwork.
They are.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We want to hear him. Oh, man. We need to come up with some better ones than Port Chalice, New Mexico, apparently. They ran out of ideas and are in some hot water. You can check out the story. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Let's take one final look at traffic forever.
Heck yeah!
We're never gonna do it again.
Woo! Fired! We fired the traffic guy!
Fired him. We have construction report, I-25 in Paseo, a couple of frontage roads, I-25 south, which is funny because it's on the northern side of the whole thing, but I-25 south, frontage road between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, San Antonio Drive. And then I-25 frontage road north between Osuna Road with an A, San Mateo Boulevard and Ellison Street / San Antonio. That's a big old mess. And then down south, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest, or at least south of 40.
There's some deep south. Deep south.
Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
Stretch!
Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Play Sad Eyes.
Oh, no.
Play Sad Eyes.
What? I got really excited.
I know.
We're doing like yearbook stuff.
Mm-mm. We're changing.
Oh, no.
We're shifting gears.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, y'all. We're going to shift gears again.
All right.
Because Doug brought me some misconnections. And there's one we've got to read.
Misconnection Friday, if you have a misconnection.
Can we queue up, Doug?
We got a letter from a listener. We forgot to read it.
We did. Do you want to do the misconnection or do you want to read the letter?
All of them, because I feel like the letter is a misconnection.
Okay, well, we'll start with this misconnection. Can we queue up, Doug? I want him to be a part of this.
I have him queued up. He's not even paying attention.
Doug!
Gosh,
get with
Douglas.
The program!
Just producer!
Do your thing, man!
Come on!
What?
My bad.
It's okay.
Turn up your mic.
I'm sorry.
Doug brought me this and he said, Matt, he put a star by this one.
Uh-oh.
We've got to read it.
All right.
Maybe my heart will go on. I like introing misconnections with sad eyes.
Okay.
But this is intense. This is a love that will never die.
Okay.
This is from McDonald's here in Albuquerque. It's a woman for a man. 67 Southwest Valley.
67 years old?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes.
I was the female sitting there with the double order of French fries and two Big Macs.
Okay.
My shirt was turned inside out because I only do laundry once a month, but it was my favorite shirt, and I could tell you were admiring me from the table in the corner. I couldn't help but notice the ketchup stains on your chin as our eyes met, my heart started to flutter, but not sure if that was from the massive amounts of fat and grease I consume on a daily basis.
Are you serious?
This is on Craigslist.
But for what it's worth, it was an amazing feeling. Ponytail and beard with overgrown eyebrows and a newly grown chin. But enough about me. I loved how you smiled at me, and from where I sat, I counted 3 teeth, which is astonishing with the 98 ounce of soda we both probably drink. And that's just at lunch. Please tell me you're out there and want to meet up so we can pop our back pimples and watch reruns of Friends episodes. Lunch is on me. The greasiest dollar menu in town, and I'm there. You made my day, my night. And I can't stop thinking about what dipping sauce you like for your nuggets. Dot, dot, dot.
It's gorgeous.
That's the one.
That's real life?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, world. Oh, misconnections. Misconnections.
We like on Fridays to goof around a little bit, so I feel like Misconnection Friday is a good thing.
For those that don't understand misconnections, there are real people in this world who feel like, hey, I didn't have the guts to walk up to you at some point. So now, anonymously, I'm going to post this yep. on a random website in hopes that you also are viewing said website.
Yeah. That was a good one. There are others here, but that one is the queen.
That one really is.
I'll read a couple more. They're shorter. Pregnant employee at Walmart Market.
Stop it.
Man for woman. Cutler. Hello. If you saw my face, you would know me immediately. I come in sometimes on the weekend. I almost want to apologize for staring so much, but you are absolutely beautiful. And I kind of have a thing for pregnant girls.
Shut up.
I want to talk to you, but not sure what to say. Hopefully you will see this. You caught me staring a few times. I'm pretty sure you might have been looking at me, too. Tell me what kind of hat I wear.
What?
End of misconnection.
Okay. Yep. Gosh, there's a reason why these are missed connections. You gotta communicate.
No, man, that's what this
that
is.
That is not... Okay.
This is... I don't even know what that word is. Okay. Rio Grande Starbucks, man for woman, 42 ABQ.
Okay.
It's in my neighborhood.
Doug, did you write this?
No.
Okay. Stunning young woman in blue skirt. Long brunette hair. I was the older gentleman by the door. You were with your mother, I believe.
Oh, my Lord.
We kept staring at each other and smiling. You got a water and left before I could say hi. Oh, this is terrifying.
Yes, yes, read it.
Would love to quench your thirst and your curiosity. Dot, dot, dot.
These are real human beings.
Man, Craigslist is where you can just go for it.
Gosh.
What about morning workout partner? Planet Fitness RR.
It's Rio Rancho. Rancho.
Man for woman. Looking for a workout partner for motivation. I would like to try and do before work, but can also do after work. I'm in Rio Rancho and would like to use Planet Fitness off Southern, but can also do the one on golf course. So he's at least he's got options. I'm 35, attractive white male, 6'0", average build. Let me know and we can motivate each other. Smiley face. He's just looking for love.
No, he's looking for a spotter, man. He needs a spotter for
a
working
spotter?
Out. Yeah.
I don't know.
Know what they're called?
Nah.
Yeah.
When he's okay.
I work out
so much.
Costco, Vitamix, Sunday, you waited by the checkout, woman for man, ABQ West Side.
Okay, we've been there.
This is right across from my gym.
Yeah, I know. We've been to this place.
It was on a Sunday night. You wandered around the produce section as we exchanged smiles while I was stuck at the Vitamix display.
Okay.
Finally, we said hi as we checked out. You made my night when you told me you appreciated me and you thought I was beautiful.
Wait, what?
We made small talk as we smiled and stared. Then we parted and you left me with a permagrin. Should have asked for your number. I found you again in the parking lot. If just maybe you see this, I'd love to see you again!
Meet me at the Vitamix.
Guys, come on. Just meet up at the Vitamix.
See you at the cross.
If you're out there and you're hearing this, you know you exchanged eyes in the produce section. You know it was you.
Gosh, I wonder if any of these ever get answered. I would love to know if anybody ever in the history of time was like, wait, that gas station, 3 a.m., someone who's buying that Zero bar, that was me. I got to contact this person right now.
This person wants me.
I totally remember.
I can't believe it.
They were standing over by the Big Gulp.
Once upon a... did they mean Xerox, maybe?
I think so.
Once upon a Xerox. Misspelled. Man for woman, Albuquerque. This is the last one. So let's get it right.
Or pay the price.
A closeness that went far away. Different growths and directions happened, but not a day goes by where you are not missed. So many issues, but so many times where I just smile thinking about them. Wherever life has taken you, I hope it's a happy road. Inked forever in pieces of an unfinished puzzle. But happy to have pieces of once was. Of what once was.
What?
I wish I could forget, but I guess it was deeper than I ever really knew. I love you, boo. I always will. That's your Miss Connections for this Friday, September 4th.
Oh, man. You know what?
The 4th or the 5th.
We just want to help people out. That's what we want to do. That just got terrible.
What was that?
I don't know.
I feel like we need to up the game on our Titanic.
We really do. That was terrible.
Do you want to read our letter?
Oh, that's right. We got a letter.
We could end with this.
We really could. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for all your help.
Bless you, Doug.
From time to time, we receive letters. Studio at mystaticradio.com. If you would like to send us a letter, we'll read it. It's always a blast to receive your fan mail. Studio at mystaticradio.com.
This fan mail goes out to Steve-O and myself.
Yeah! Usually only one of us is involved.
Pretty cool. And here's the thing. A lot of people... I had a buddy named Blake yesterday at the gym who realized yesterday, after 2 months of us knowing each other and seeing each other almost every day, that I'm the guy on Static Radio in the morning. Mateo.
Wait, Matt is Mateo?
He didn't realize. And I know we've talked about it before. I know we have, because he knows House of Heroes.
That's
By Your Side is his favorite song. We've talked music. And I know I've told him that this was my job, but obviously he wasn't listening. Yeah. He was probably too busy pumping iron.
Sometimes people just need to get their thoughts, their emotions, their feelings out about us. And yeah. Hey, we love it. We love to hear it. But good, bad, ugly.
People know what we sound like.
Yeah.
Steve-O gets recognized, quote-unquote, by his voice all the time.
Yeah, just this last week at a Little League game, someone approached me and said, are you the guy on Static Radio? Because I was yelling for, my kid's Little League game.
Yeah.
But had no idea what I looked like. It happens.
A lot of people don't know what we actually look like. Here's a hint. On the Facebook page, there's a picture of all of us.
Or mystaticradio.com. Yeah. We have actual DJ profile pictures.
They're older, but that's us.
Yeah.
So anyway, this email comes from Sean. The subject is scary.
Oh, no.
And here's his email. So I checked out the DJ profiles today, and I was shocked at what I saw.
Oh, no.
Steve-O, man, you don't look anything like you sound. I was expecting Will Wheaton with a beard. Instead, I got a WWE wrestler.
What?
And Mateo, I imagine you looking like David Arquette on the movie Airheads, no offense. You look like you should be at a skate park or something. Anyways, keep up the good work. Peace.
I don't know how to take that.
That's called a backhanded compliment.
Will Wheaton with a beard? Doesn't Will Wheaton have a fake beard?
Let's check it out.
You don't know who that is?
Wheaton.
He's like the King Nerd guy. Oh, man.
King Nerd guy?
Yeah, that guy is Will Wheaton. He's got a beard. Star Trek.
I see his beard right
but
here.
But he's so... Oh.
That's who you look like.
Come on.
Or that's who he thought you looked like. Instead, you look like a WWE wrestler.
Which I don't know how to take that either. I weigh like 140 pounds with all my clothes on.
Let's see whatever is the first wrestler that comes up when I Google not. WWE wrestler. That's who you look like.
Oh, totally. Okay. WWE wrestler. First one that pops up on Google. Let's see. Images.
Here it is.
Kane?
This giant fat
bald
man.
Kane?
Bald Kane.
Bald Kane?
The second one is the Ultimate Warrior.
All right. Okay. Got some Randy Orton in there.
Yeah. Oh, there's Cena.
John Cena? This, I look like none of these dudes.
You look just like this one. This giant.
That guy's name was Viscera or something like
individual
that.
Individual here.
Viscera? Was that his name?
There's Dave Bautista.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
You look like these guys.
Shut up.
This one is Kane without his mask. You look just like him.
Oh, just like him, man.
That's what...
6 foot five.
Now let's...
Balding.
Just to make it equal, let's look up David Arquette in Airheads.
Yeah, because he thought you were going to look like David Arquette from Airheads.
Silence.
It's golden.
Silence while I'm looking. Oh, cool. He's got bleach blonde hair. Sticking straight up. I probably looked like that in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we both look like Sugar Ray in the late 90s.
Late 90s, definitely, my friend, but not right now.
There you go. Sorry. Are you ever going to bring those frosted tips back?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I am.
I just want to make sure, you know. Oh, man. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for that fan letter.
You're the best.
We read them. We accept them. Final phone call of the day.
Let's do it.
Before we exit. Static.
Awesome. Awesome. I came in and I have to throw my two cents. You know, Mike Dudley?
Yeah.
You can pull that one off.
All right. Thanks, man.
Realistically,
hang on,
you know?
Say that again.
I want to see pictures. I want pictures.
What's his name?
Spike Dudley.
I'm looking this up. Hang on.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spike Dudley.
This is a good photo.
Yeah.
This one where he's making the face.
Oh, man. Wasn't he the runt of the Dudley boys? Gosh.
He was, dude, but I know Zach. I know all about being... I'm 130 pounds soaking wet, okay?
You
know,
like, all right.
So I know the feeling.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day.
You
too.
Yeah. Bye. Gosh. I don't know how to take that.
Hey, most Doug's likely to be Spike Dudley.
Doug's in his pants laughing. Thinks it's hilarious because we look like a bunch of idiots, according to our voices.
Yeah.
Our voices make us look like idiots.
We sound like pros and we look like idiots.
Sweet.
That's good news.
Oh, man. Well, thanks to everybody who chimed in. Question of the day is posted. It was fun. It's Friday. We are done.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the podcast. It's a free download, mystaticradio.com. Speaking of catching shows, Five Iron Frenzy, The Echoing Green, Archibald, Thursday, September 18th. Telling you, going to be an incredible show. Tickets are available right now. You can get them at mystaticradio.com.
Yep.
Until Monday.
More cat pictures to come.
So good. Sweet. So good.
Sweet little kitty cats.
Talk to you guys later. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static!